I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for December 10th, 2025. The Fayette County Public School Board has approved an external review of their financial practices following a budget crisis earlier this year. Shepard Snyder has more on the story.
The school board approved a recommendation to hire Texas accounting company Weaver and Tidwell to perform the review. The district's audit committee made the recommendation to hire the firm last month. The board says none of its members were involved in that recommendation in order to protect the review's independence. The review would look into the district's financial controls, processes, and operations, with the opportunity for a deeper forensic audit if necessary. A release from Board Chair Tyler Murphy says the newly approved audit is meant to build upon a separate, ongoing review by the state. State Auditor Allison Ball announced her audit of the district's budget earlier this year. Both audits come after a $16 million shortfall was discovered in Fayette County Public Schools' yearly budget. Multiple state lawmakers have called for both Murphy and Superintendent Demetrius Liggins to resign amid the budget crisis. I'm Shepard Snyder.
Kentucky produced less than 5.5 million tons of coal from June to September, according to the Energy and Environment Cabinet's Coal Dashboard. During the second quarter of 2020, Kentucky coal production bottomed out at 4.4 million tons. After pandemic restrictions eased and demand for electricity increased, coal production recovered to 6 or 7 million tons every 3 months through 2024. Since the beginning of last year, four quarters saw production fall below 6 million tons. As recently as 2013, Kentucky produced 20 million tons or more every 3 months. Coal employment in the third quarter remains below 4,000, falling 15% from a year ago. A wave of firings on university campuses across Appalachia has chilled the speech of faculty, students, and staff, promoting lawsuits from those who are affected. For the Appalachian Mid-South Newsroom, Pierce Gentry has more on the story.
Less than 1 week after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was shot and killed while speaking on the campus of Utah Valley University, Tamar Sherinian was fired from her job as an assistant professor at the University of Tennessee for posting a comment on Facebook criticizing Kirk's legacy.
I do not advocate or celebrate violence, but I also don't feel like I need to grieve for everything. I grieve a lot. There's a lot of grief in the world, and I experience a lot of it. I don't have to grieve for everything.
UT administrators were spurred largely by political pressure from members of Congress and Kirk's supporters. It's driven the former professor to sue the university for violating her First Amendment rights.
I honestly did believe that they really, really did honor and protect free speech. I really did believe that, but I guess not for me. I guess you have to have the right ideas to have your ideas protected.
It could take years for Sherinian's case to be decided. Until then, she's seeking a temporary restraining order against UT, which will give her her job back. For the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom, I'm Pierce Gentry.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development under President Trump withdrew a document with major changes to funding for local efforts to end homelessness shortly before a court hearing challenging that change. But the administration says that it will be issuing a new one, leaving Kentucky service organizations waiting for a chance to apply for funding that supports transitional and supportive housing programs. U.S. District Court Judge Mary S. McElroy says it feels like, quote, intentional chaos.
These cases tend to be incredibly labor intensive and incredibly wasteful financially for the government, for the courts, for the agencies and states.
The case will continue as state Democratic officials, including Governor Andy Beshear, seek to block the funding changes. You can learn more on these stories and others when you visit us online at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.